today's No Sweat News, the Quiz Friday for tickets to see Papa Roach, Asking Alexandria, and Bad Wolves at the Stone Pony Summer Stage on August 9th.
Okay, I like this.
So keep that in mind. And today's No Sweat News begins in Arkansas. We haven't been in Arkansas for a while now. But did you hear about the woman who posed as a sheriff so she could release her boyfriend from jail?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Okay, this is fun.
Maxine Feldstein, she's looking at 15 years for the caper. Her boyfriend, Nicholas Lowe, told her to make up some official-looking paperwork, saying that overcrowding was preventing his transfer and he could be released.
Oh, my.
She showed up and gave the paperwork to the Washington County Detention Center last July. And guess what?
What?
They released him.
Wow. This woman is,
They just caught up with both of them. He's got new charges on top of the ones that he was in jail for originally.
She's been recruited by the CIA.
She's got herself some new charges herself. I mean,
if you can impersonate someone that well,
seriously,
you might want to get into the spy game.
Maybe the Washington County Detention Center employees are not the sharpest tools in the shed.
Well, there's that, too. He wasn't exactly fooling the CIA either.
We're one sandwich short of a picnic over here.
Oh, my God.
Now, this guy in Oregon, let's see if we can count the bad decisions that Brian Couture made in Forest Grove, Oregon.
Okay.
Okay, first, he called 911 to report that someone had broken into a house, fought with him, and stolen the $700 that his daughter made selling Girl Scout cookies.
Aww.
Now, when the cops showed up, they found him bloodied and beaten, so they brought him to the hospital, and they could not find anyone in the area that matched his description. But then, under investigation, he further admitted that he had stolen the daughter's cookie money to pay for erotic massages. In Forest Grove, Oregon.
He stole cookie money to pay for massages.
Hand in the cookie jar, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God. I've heard of Ookie Cookie, but this is disgusting.
Yeah. So I'd say, let's see, one, at least two, maybe three mistakes there. Bad decisions in general.
Okay, that's awful.
And so now the Girl Scout troop is going to look at his daughter and be like, well, your father is... Got a little restraining order here, right? 50 feet away from the Girl Scout cookies, if you don't mind, and 100 feet from the Girl Scouts.
Oh, golly.
And Dateline New York for our final story of the day.
Yes, sir.
New York may make it illegal to text while walking.
I do get that, especially with all the pedestrian traffic in New York City.
Using portable devices while crossing a road could result in a $50 to $250 fine.
Here's the one very big problem with that. You're going to have a police force of about 500,000 cops.
Because everyone's doing it?
Because literally, you're talking about a city of 8 million people, right, half of which are walking on their phones at all times.
Hey, listen, I could see their point. I don't want to hit a guy in a crosswalk because he's not paying attention. No. But there is kind of a Darwin effect here. I mean, if you're too stupid to either know it's a bad idea or you can't handle the concept of texting and walking, maybe we don't want your genes to continue through.
I can't hide it. I have absolutely, in New York, kind of hit the gas a little bit. I obviously didn't hit anyone with my car. But if I see someone going slowly in the crosswalk and they're on their phone, it makes me insane.
Face buried in their phone.
So I do give a little. You know, just like, come on, pal. Yeah, this isn't all about you. Get onto the sidewalk, you know, and then do your little dopey texting.
Other people are saying, yeah, this is classic government overreach.
Well, there's no way you're going to. I'm telling you, literally everyone's on their phones.
I know.
So what is a cop just going to sit there?
Just hand out tickets. Hey, what's your name?
They're going to have to hand out tickets like the ticket tape parade in New York, the Canyon of Heroes.
Suddenly, New York City has a budget surplus. That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.